It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table.
Okay, we are back at the table, and today we are doing part three of a very wonderful study in Proverbs 31, verse 17. Can you imagine taking three sessions to just cover one verse? Well, that's what we're doing with Proverbs 31, 17, and Sunny Shell, our excellent Bible study teacher, is here with us, and we've got the Bible study itself online, so you need to go there and download it and go feed yourself, and Sunny's here to tell us what it's about and walk us through this Bible study as we prepare our hearts for this. And Sunny, today we're talking about She Makes Her Arms Strong. And I have a feeling this one's going to be very good. How do we make our arms strong? Well, let us know, Sunny. I'm ready.
Well, it's a much simpler answer. I'll give you the simple one and I'll break it down. How's that sound?
All right.
The simple answer is two words. We make our arms strong by exercising.
Oh, the E word.
That bad E word.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Just like we make our physical arms strong by exercising, we make our spirit strong by exercising, and we are commanded in Scripture to exercise our own faith.
All right.
And so I'm going to break this down into four little snippets here about how we can exercise our spiritual arms, okay?
All right.
To make them strong. One, we can take excellent care of our husbands by preferring their needs above our own, or that of our children's actually above anyone else on earth, meaning I'll give you a little example of things I did with my kids when they were much younger. They're both adults now.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to take them to school, I would refuse to take phone calls with anybody on their way to school or on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
I would only talk to my friends. I protect that time, and because, you know, I always believed, as God says, you know, we have a limited time, and I'm responsible to them. These are not my children. I did not make them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God created them. He knitted them in my womb where I could not see or know anything about. I am going to, when I die and go to heaven, I'm going to have to answer for what I did with what He gave me.
Mm. And what you didn't do, yeah, all of us.
That's exactly right. And I live with gratitude and fear and reverence of that day. And as we all ought to, we're cautioned to do that in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. And so knowing that, I thought, well, you know, I don't think we realize this. We have our kids for about a quarter, maybe an eighth of their lives. Do you know that?
I know that well, because one has just left home and the other one is, well, she's 16 and will be. And I've got 2 years with her and I'm counting down already. So, yes, I am really aware right now.
We have a very short time, you know, when they're little babies and we have to change the diapers every 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're waking up every couple of hours. We think it's forever.
Yeah.
But we don't realize that literally, if we really think of their whole lifespan, whether they live to be 75, 80, or 90, we have the smallest portion of their lives with them. And so we need to spend that time wisely and not waste it. So with that in mind, even a drive, a 10-minute drive, I refuse to interrupt my time with my children. Whether they wanted to talk to me or not, I always wanted to make sure that I made myself available to them.
Okay.
To whatever they needed. I never knew that they noticed or it meant anything to them until my youngest son, when he was in middle school, I was chatting with a girl on the phone as I was parked and waiting for him to come out of school. And the minute I saw him, I said, oh, you know, Kevin's coming out. I've got to go. And all my friends know that. And so we just hung up. And he got in the car, and he had the biggest smile on his face. He was just beaming. I thought he had a fabulous day. I said, hey, sweetheart. I said, you had a good day, huh? He goes, no, Mama, I just love when you do that. And I thought, do what?
Yeah.
And he says, hang up the phone. I love that you refuse to interrupt your time with us. I love that you never answer the phone and you won't talk to anybody else when you're with us. And I thought, you noticed that. So it's amazing that, you know, you do these little things, very little things, that impact your children and that remind them of how much you're dedicated to the Lord and dedicated to the order in which He's put things, which is Christ first, husband second, children third, and so on. So that's one way that you can make your arms strong. You take excellent care of your husband, your children. You prefer them before anyone else and their needs, because I don't care if it's an emergency. You know what? I'm not Jesus Christ.
No.
God knows what's going on. He knows where my time is. He knows what He's called me to, and I can be guaranteed by Him that He will never in one place in Scripture tell me to do one thing and then contradict Himself in order to obey that somewhere else.
No, and never will we ever hear from God that we're supposed to be on social media or tweeting, doing anything else when we're trying to protect that time for our loved ones.
That's right, because I've had women say, oh, but what if so-and-so has an emergency? I remind them, I'm not the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not God. God never sleeps, and he's always available. He didn't make me that way. I sleep, and I'm not always available. And God knows my time. If I am with my children and someone contacts me, that doesn't mean I have to answer. If that's an emergency, they can go to the Lord, or he's provided someone else for them.
That's a good reminder right now for women who just might need to hear that. I know I need to hear that from time to time, so I appreciate that. So how else can we strengthen our spiritual arms?
Number two, the second way that we can do that. Oh, and by the way, there's scriptures for all of these to support them, but the gals are going to have to go on the website to find it for themselves.
Yes.
So I'm kind of putting the food out there at the table, but they need to go ahead and chew it.
Well, we don't want to chew it for them. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
No, that would be,
that'd be gross.
We're not here to gross anyone out. Just make a beautiful table and present it.
Yes.
Okay, so number two is to be tender and wise in giving guidance and counsel to your children, to diligently train them up in the way that they should go, the way with a capital W, that means in the way of the Lord,
yes,
and loving them enough to discipline them when necessary without anger or frustration, but with great love and self-control, compassion, and humility, meaning you need to understand why your children do the things that they do sometimes that make you angry, because if we're all honest with ourselves, we do the same thing.
Yes, we do.
Mm. And so when we're coming to discipline them, we might want to come with humility first instead of frustration, anger, and say, you know what, I kind of understand why you did that. I've done that before, or I feel that way, or whatever. But here, let me tell you why God says, regardless of the fact that you and I both, sinners, mm-hmm. feel a sinful way, here's what Scripture says. Why it's wrong, and here's what Scripture says, what's right. So you don't ever want to sit there and point your finger at your child and say, wrong, 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 because God never does that. God always says, here's what you are not to do, and here's what you are to do instead. So we always have that hope, and we want to give that hope to our children when we discipline them, when we guide them, or we give them any kind of counsel. So that's the second way we can strengthen our arms.
All right.
The Scriptures are there in the study.
Yep, you've got quite a few Scriptures here, yes.
yeah, I do. Well, because we want to make sure that we're shaping our children, not breaking our children.
Yes.
So she also strengthens her, makes her arms strong by her faith. And she does that by carrying the burdens of others, of her husband, of her children, of her brothers and sisters in Christ, and that is all through prayer. I don't mean necessarily it has to be always tangible. It always does need to be prayer because we're supposed to be praying without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, and that's true. We should always be fervently and lovingly praying without ceasing for one another and then praying whether God wants us to do anything tangible, if we can, if we're close to them. I have a lot of friends that I've met, precious sisters like you and the Lord, that live thousands of miles away, so there aren't many tangible things that I can do for you.
Right. But you can pray, yes.
That's right, and I do need to carry that burden for you, and then all those Scriptures are shared. The fourth and final way that we can exercise and make our arms strong is to love Christ with the outpouring of love to our community, not stay in our little comfortable Christian bubble like we'd like to do. We want to, of course, go to church and be edified and have our closest friends, as Scripture says, to be strong Christians. But, in Scripture it says we do that so that we can go out.
Yes, the mission field is out there, yes.
Exactly. So we meet together as a church body to be strengthened and to encourage one another in our faith, but then we go out. And so she strengthens herself by making sure that she's in community with other brothers and sisters in Christ that are strengthening and edifying her. As it says in Romans 1:11-12, one of my favorite things is when Paul says, he tells the Romans, he says, I long to see you. I love that.
Yes.
I long to see you, and I love the purpose, so that we can strengthen each other, he says. And what's the purpose? And he says, he says, strengthen each other and share a spiritual gift. He wanted to give them a spiritual gift. And here's the strong spiritual gift. He says, that is, that we may be encouraged by one another's faith.
You know, there's a lot of letters from Paul to the different churches, and sometimes we tend to skip over those very first few lines. This is a letter from Paul to this particular church, and I'm writing to you, and then he encourages them, and sometimes we want to skip down to what he actually says to them to encourage them rather than the why part of it. So that's just a beautiful thing. I encourage women to just notice next time.
Yes, to get together. So strengthen herself by opening her arms and gathering around other brothers and sisters in Christ for the purpose of being strengthened, for the purpose of going out to share the gospel. No, you don't have to have the gift of evangelism. I don't have the gift of evangelism, but because I have Christ, and Christ said he came to seek to save the lost, that is also in my heart and desire since he is in my heart. So, and that's in all of ours. If you are saved, that has to be in your heart. If it's not, you may want to test your salvation, and we'll talk. That's a whole other topic.
Yes.
But we want to go out to a dying world, and we want to use all our efforts and every resource that God's given us to do that. So to kind of pull this all together, the thing that we want to make sure is, okay, she makes her arms strong. So I want to encourage the gals, you know, put on a pretty dress. Comb your hair, wash your face, you know, go guard your loins, you know, get yourself ready physically. You can do that. We have to get dressed. Take off your little princess heels, though, okay, and walk with the lowly and work diligently with your hands and do all this while you're fully dressed in, guess what, your new royal robes that Jesus gave us, his righteousness.
That is so beautiful. And Sunny, you've, as we close here, this is a 3-day lesson or three segments of this lesson. You can certainly, we welcome you to take longer than 3 days to do this when you do this on your own. But you've got some homework here. And so you're not leaving us just to flounder. I mean, you've got some specific homework that we can download and really make this just a beautiful strengthening practice. We can strengthen our arms. We can gird our loins spiritually. And I just really appreciate this. So go to naomistable.com and download today's lesson with Sunny Shell. Sunny, thank you so much for being at the table with this beautiful, precious lesson today.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh, as always. And we will see you next time. And ladies, stay at the table because we will be right back.